We as NEPASDO, this is the abbreviation of our organization, we agree 100% with the ban of the use of plastics because it is causing environmental pollution. And these plastics, in addition to environmental pollution, also they're affecting the domestic animals in the country. So that's why this awareness is very important. And it is not only the ordinary citizens. Even the partners from the national government and the Jubeki state government to be aware of this, because awareness on environmental protection, it will make people know the value and the importance of keeping this town clean. Normally there are common attitudes. Everybody is seeing along the Juba roads and the streets, somebody is drinking a water from a bottle, and then simply or intentionally, he will throw this bottle on the road. Mm. I think everybody can agree on this one.
Yes.
So we need to change this attitude that this bottle, you have to keep it till you arrive somewhere and then put it in the garbage bin to be collected. Juba today is better than 2 or 3 years ago. It is a little bit clean. Mm. And this is a point also we'd like to appreciate Juba City Council for the efforts that they are doing. And also we'd like to recognize the well-done job by our prisoners. Even though they committed crimes, but previous weeks, everybody witnessed in Juba, prisoners are cleaning the roads of Juba. And it is part of the environmental protection that we are doing this awareness session.
Mm. What do you think can be done differently that really can make people to change the attitudes? Because throwing bottles along the road is still very common. Even dumping these plastic bags is still very common. What can be done differently so that people can change the attitude?
It is very difficult to change the people's attitude so easily. It needs time. That's why the reason we are conducting this awareness. For example, Luri County is our partner, and then we train some of the participants from Luri County. And we are planning also to form what's so-called societies, which is called environmental protection societies within the grassroots level. By the grassroots level, for example, in Juba City Council, we are planning to form or establish these small societies in the area of Kator. So these societies will play a positive role on telling people about the importance of keeping this environment clean. And also they will inform them about the different types of pollution, because there is air pollution and there is water pollution and there is also a soil, or sometimes they call it a land pollution. Mainly we are targeting the land or the soil pollution, because by pollution that when something to be added to the clean environment and then it makes the environment. But also the use of generators, it is causing what's so called the air pollution through the smoke also. And even the unpaved road, if you come from the Juba Bridge, you are coming to Konyokonyo, and then you can see the dust along the road. And this dust, it is causing what's so called environmental pollution, and specifically, it is called the air pollution. Because this dust will enter to the people's houses. You can see there are a lot of houses along the road, the dust will enter, and the woman while she's cooking, the dust will enter to that food. And then also if you have some private bags inside your room, it will be dusted, and it will affect also the children, cause some infections in the chest. Mm. So all these are environmental pollution, and people doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Even the families, they don't know that this dust is affecting them. So that's why we are conducting such awareness.
Mm. Do you think penalties will really work to enforce some of these bylaws for environmental protection?
Yeah, it works, but with a little percentage. We can say that penalties, it will work like 30%, but not 100%. But awareness session on the importance of keeping this environment clean, I think it will be a very important role, because people can pay money. I can just dump my garbage, I can do whatever I want, at the end of the day I will pay money, no problem. So awareness is very important. When we change the attitude of people towards a clean and good environment of the city, people will cooperate and they will assist each other on keeping the environment clean.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Radio Mraya. Thank you.
Welcome.